Seamus, at the moment, Russ and I are starting to think about how we're going to navigate this Christmas and stick to our plant-based diet. The invitations are already starting to come in for us for barbecues and dinner parties and things like that. And you just said, oh, just ring them and say, can you cook plant-based stuff? I think Absolutely. That is rude. I think that's very diva-ish. I thought maybe I could just bring my own food.
That's offensive. It's not rude. It's offensive. If I did that, I'm Italian. If I went to my nonna's for pasta and I brought my own little thing, I'd be disowned.
But what if you're gluten-free? What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, the whole family's gluten-free, mate. They just have a separate option. So if you call up and say, hey, nonna,
it's not my a restaurant. Stomach hurt.
We need to go to the phones on this. Nathan, over to you, mate.
That's no fly zone, eh?
So
if you're going around someone's house, we do all the feeds around at our place, cook it all up, but you got to do the spread. Like, you put on the salads at the barbecue and the ham and the roasties and everything, and you just got to eat it. There's no bringing other food around. There's no calling up, making demand. I don't cook the food to look at.
Jeez, it almost sounds like you're a prisoner of war at your place.
Okay, over to you, Nyasa from Anunda. Now, where do you stand on this?
I think that if they're not aware of your dietary requirements, that you just let them know and then give them the option. Whether they say, it's fine if you want to contribute or bring something, or no, it's fine, I've got this, I'll accommodate for you.
So you're saying the phone call, the polite phone call beforehand to kind of assess what's going to be on the spread?
Yeah, well, when you're invited, just say, hey, just letting you know I am on a plant-based diet now. I'm happy to bring my own, or I'm happy to contribute the food towards if you want to make it. Give them the option of allowing you to bring your own, or if they say no, I'll cook it. Okay. Or make it for you.
But the thing is, Carly, can you do that to your mother? Or are you too scared?
Oh, I am so scared of my mother. Okay. I would never do that.
Ella from Edmonton, over to you. What would you do if Carly did this? She turned up with her own meal at your dinner party.
That'd be rude.
Yes.
So now I don't know what sorry. To do. So what no. do you think
what
I should
do,
Ella?
If you just say, I'll bring a plate, and then you can bring your own green salad and sit there and look really weird and eat that and everyone will be looking at you thinking that, yeah, you're a bit strange, but, you know, that's your thing, if that's your thing. But I definitely, yeah, sorry, I think it's really weird and rude.
You've just filled me full of confidence, Ella. Last night I had an interesting night's sleep. I participated in a sleep study. So this all stemmed from a visit to the dentist. This is a weird little story. You're going to have to follow me on the path here. So what happened was I went to the dentist for a teeth cleaning. And the dentist said to me, do you snore? And I'm thinking, yes, is this a personal question? Like, where are you going with this? And I said, yes. And he said, are you always tired? I said, oh, my God, have you met me? Yes, I'm pretty much Post Malone. I'm considering getting it tattooed on my face. And he said, I think you might have sleep apnea.
Okay.
So sleep apnea is basically a thing. It's pretty scary where you can stop breathing in your sleep.
Now, a lot of people get confused with sleep apnea. And you know how some people in the middle of the night, they'll think there's a demon standing over them, like holding them. You know how they wake up in the middle of the night freaking out. Isn't that sleep apnea?
No. So I think that's just night terrors.
Okay.
That's just a bad time. I mean, sleep apnea is a bad time too, because you literally stop breathing in your sleep. I'm an alarmist. So straight away, my mind goes, oh my God, I could be like dying in my sleep. I got to get on top of this. So then actually I'm also lazy and tired, so it did take a while, to be honest. But I went to the doctors, got a referral, and I ended up at this sleep clinic yesterday. Anyway, I get there and the lady walks me through what I've got to do. So basically what I wore to bed last night was four machines strapped across my body. If you want to see how sexy I looked last night getting into bed at Hit FNQ on our Insta page, I had four machines on me, a clip on my fingers, four monitors stuck to my face, one behind my ear. And a breathing tube up my nose.
Who fitted you with this apparatus? Was it your BF?
Yeah, Russ had to help me out. And I thought, isn't this love?
Yeah, that's...
Like, literally sticking by me as he's sticking these little machines onto my... At one point, I said, what do you think? And he goes, you look like RoboCop.
Oh. Well, I need to know, while you're asleep, how did it go? What's your result? When do we get a result here?
Okay, so 2 weeks' time I get a result.
Okay.
But without a doubt, I don't even need to hear the results. I know for a fact, due to what happened during the night, that machine registered that I stopped breathing. Yeah. And I'm talking for a very long period of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like I'm talking hours. My breathing tube. I forgot to plug it in properly.
Today, Frozen 2 comes out. And yesterday, our friend from Hollywood was right there at the opening.
Check this. Go.
Live and direct from Hollywood with the latest in showbiz. Hit FNQ's Dean McCarthy.
Yeah, good morning, Dean. And first and foremost, tell us about the buzz and the build-up to this moment.
Oh, my goodness. We've been waiting 6 years for this. Frozen 2 is finally here. It's in Aussie cinemas today. Tonight, you get your Elsa and Anna fix. What can I say about it? Like, I got to watch the film at the premiere at the Dolby Theatre. I had tears at one point. I laughed. I had goosebumps. It is breathtaking. This film is everything. The music, what I was nervous about was like, because obviously Let It Go was such a big song. The music from the first one was so unbelievable. I was worried about, will they actually match it? Like, can they bring the same energy and magic to the second one? And they actually made it better. The work that went into this film, like, I can't even believe it's an animation. Like, it's so detailed and so beautiful. And if you just watch the leaves, how they glisten and the water, and it's everything. And I'm bracing it. Parents, if you're driving to work, wherever you are right now, just brace yourself. The new song, Into the Unknown, is going to be on repeat for the next 6 years.
Now, are there any new characters? What are the new characters there that we can expect to see?
There are a ton of new characters. All of the old ones are back. Of course, Christoph and Olga's there, but there's some new ones that I, you know what, I don't want to ruin anything. I don't want to spoil it, but I will say this. Let's get the stars of the film, Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel, to give us a little lowdown on what we can expect. Check it out.
You know, the first movie was sort of these intimate problems between the sisters. We made it into a big movie, but it was about their relationship, right? This movie's more like the first time you leave home and you don't sort of have all your... You don't have the comfort of your own home anymore. The girls are seemingly happy in Arendelle and we're there for about 10 minutes and then Elsa starts hearing a voice. We go on this epic, dangerous adventure.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the relationships are just... They're even deeper.
Yeah.
And richer, and the things that they're thinking about and struggling with have evolved because it's been 6 years.
Yep. Yeah, it's matured with the audience.
Wow, Dean, that sounds so good. And I'm loving your enthusiasm for the movie as well, because I think a lot of parents get dragged along to these movies, but you think it translates for adults as well?
Oh, 100%. It's a movie for everyone. It's so beautiful. The story arc is just mature but fun, and it's funny. Okay, it is so funny. Olaf is so funny in this film. It is side-splitting laughter. You know, there's been talk about this film that it's going to be one of the biggest releases ever, and I hope it is, and it probably will be because it's absolutely magical.
How do you reckon it'll go at the Oscars next year?
You know what? It'll win music. Done. Like, yeah. It's already won that. Like, I can just tell you, they may as well just not even have that category in February and let everyone go home 5 minutes earlier because they've already won Song of the Year. And animation is like nothing I've ever seen. The animators and producers flew to Norway and the Antarctica to actually get inspiration for the film. So when you watch it, it takes you to another world. It's breathtaking.
Wow. Well, you've sold me hook, line and sinker. Thank you so much for joining us, Dean.
Always great to chat. And it hits Aussie cinemas tonight. So check it out. Bye, guys.
Carly, we were just talking before about anniversaries, about Meghan and what's his name? Harry Boy.
Which it was about them, not about me and Russell.
Now, I asked you just before the song, what is your anniversary with you and your boyfriend?
Hot boy Russell!
And now I've got it written down here. I've got it written down. Your guess was the 14th of February.
Well,
you said, don't do that.
No, because then I remembered that date is Valentine's Day.
And then you've gone the 29th of February. Now, I just want to reiterate, you and Russell have been together for 8 years now, and you still are very uncertain of the date of your anniversary.
No, well, I have an idea of it, like a ballpark.
Okay, that's probably not good enough. If the roles were reversed, geez, if he didn't know your anniversary...
Oh, yeah, he'd be in trouble.
He'd be in big trouble.
He knows he has to know.
Well, he joins us now on the phone. Hey, Russ.
Travis.
Now, you've just heard what we're talking about. First of all, I'm sorry. Because if the role was reversed, the shoe was on the other foot.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
He gets this every year. Every year I kind of forget. And he loves it. He's like the cat that's got the cream when he knows and I don't know.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, she's locked in the 29th of February, which we all know. is comes around once every 4 years.
Okay. Well, so, oh, my God. I totally forgot. Oh, my God. Okay, that's not it.
We've been together for only two anniversaries. Wait. We've had.
Change my answer.
Okay. Let's give her a third chance. Okay.
Okay, so obviously it wasn't the 14th because that's Valentine's Day.
All right.
Not the
29th.
Okay, because I know it's like late February.
Okay, Carly, before we go to your correct answer, by the way,
I'm
going to
say the 24th.
24th of February. She's locking in the 24th of February. Okay, Russell, now, basically, mate, this is your opportunity to get a leg up, okay?
Yep.
You can forgive her, you can punish her, you can get a reward, whatever you want to do.
Don't give him ideas with that leg up.
Well, he probably wouldn't want to be doing that with your bloody sleep apnea machine you wear at night like Darth Vader. Now, what is the correct anniversary that you and Carly celebrate every year and have done for the past 8?
It is the 26.
Oh, well,
I literally just wrote that down.
You did not get it correct.
No.
It's all right. 2 days off. Now, how should you make it up to him, I wonder?
Oh, don't start this.
Thanks, Russ.